Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said we fear man so much because we fear God so little. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study again today. We're very glad that you're listening, and we are glad that you're interested in Bible teaching. Let's return now to our study, and we're talking about the changing world and the stability that there is in Christianity as God revealed it unto mankind. Certainly there is change evident in the world about us. We can see it in governments, we can see it in local situations, and we even see it in religion, people changing to meet the times and thinking that a change of religion meeting the times of the day will somehow or another enhance our ability to help people with the salvation of their soul. However, I believe that we ought to be able to have something we can hold on to, something that will not change, that was yesterday and is today, and will even in the future be exactly as it is today. So, we're talking about things we can depend upon. Paul said, I know him in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Can you see the confidence that Paul has in religious matters by saying, I have placed my trust, I have placed my confidence with one who does not change? We have already noted the fact that God is unchangeable. You can depend upon God, and God is always faithful. When the Bible uses that expression, I look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 in verse 3, and Paul simply says, God is faithful. You can trust him. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from all evil. That simply gives us reason for stability, reason for confidence. We believe that God is always going to carry out his word. We've noted the fact that some people during Peter's writings were simply saying the Lord is not going to keep his promise. He promised to come back, but he isn't yet here. Therefore, he's not going to come back. Peter pointed out the error is not on the part of God. The error is on the part of man. You can still depend upon God and upon his word. And if God promised he would come back, he's going to do that. And then Peter went ahead to explain the events of the second coming of Christ that men need to look at and understand. I don't know when Jesus is going to come again. I do know that Jesus is going to come. The reason for that is, first of all, Jesus did not tell us when he is coming back. In Matthew 25 and verse 13, we're told, we know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. He didn't tell us when he's coming. But on the other hand, he did tell us he's going to come back. In John chapter 14, Jesus was talking with his disciples and explaining to them the fact that he was going to die. But he didn't want them to be overly troubled or anxious about that. And so he gave them assurance. What assurance did he give? He's going to come again. Look at John 14, beginning with verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and lo, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Did you catch the expression Jesus used? If I go, I will come again. I can depend on that, can't I? Because the Lord gave the promise. Then you remember when some were questioning, saying, we don't know where you're going. We don't know what's going to occur. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Is the Lord's promise secure? Is it something we can depend on? And the answer is indeed yes. Well, you can depend upon God to be unchanging. It's obvious that God's love for the human family has never changed. He loved man in the very beginning, and he gave to man all the things that were necessary to make life meaningful and proper, but man sinned. And then, of course, even after man sinned, he was concerned about man enough that he would accept a sacrifice for sin, and that sacrifice amounted to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, dying for the sins of all men. All people are given the opportunity of salvation because Jesus died in our regard. Has God ever changed in his love for man? No, he still loves all men. And he also has always hated sin. God is a pure mind and pure eyes. He does not behold the evil. Very clearly, the Bible teaches that sin separates man from God. In Isaiah 59, Isaiah said in verses 1 and 2, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that he cannot save, neither is ear heavy, that he will not hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. In other words, they had been separated from God. Now, why was the reason for that? God has always hated sin. Sin is transgression of the law of God. And God indeed hates sin and must punish sin because of that hatred for it. But in his love, he still provided the perfect sacrifice, and that sacrifice is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All right, while we're talking about God and the fact that we can depend upon him and we have something there that never changes, we also need to note that Christ never changes. He's always the same. We look at a passage in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 where the passage says, Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. Christ never changes. Now, some people have taken that to mean that God has always used the same judgment and the same rules with mankind, that he never changed those rules. Well, friends, the Bible teaches very plainly that Christ did change some rules, and that the law of Christ is not the same as the law of Moses or the Old Testament law. The Old Testament law has been taken out of the way. We're under a new covenant, a new law. But Christ has never changed. That simply means that he still deals with men in the same way. There have been three different dispensations, and the word dispensation means an era when God deals with people in a particular way. There have been three different dispensations. The patriarchal, where God dealt with the fathers as the head of the family, and then the Mosaic, that is, where the law of Moses was given to govern the activities of the people, and then the Christian dispensation, and that's the law of Christ being followed in all things that we do. Knowing that to be the case, you and I understand that we are under the New Testament law living today. We're not subject to the patriarchal system. God doesn't tell me to build an ark, or God doesn't tell me to offer my son in sacrifice. God has different rules for for a different covenant. But remember, God still always deals with men in the same way. Christ is still the same, and God has always loved men and hated sin. No change there. Well, we appreciate your being with us today. Invite you to listen again tomorrow. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.